Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. Swimmers from across the region flocked to the Bishop Park Pool over the weekend for the Bishop Invitational. It's always a great irony for me when the summertime event gets rained out in Bishop, but that's exactly what happened on Saturday afternoon. But not before they got in a full morning of competition. Big teams from Carson City and Reno really dominated the weekend, but locals like Bishop's Dane Nesser and Arwa Paramal from Mammoth didn't flinch when the stage was set. Nesser swam a personal best 149.34 to take first in the boys' 9 and 10-year-old 100-yard individual medley. Paramal swam 59.31 to take top spot in the girls' 8 and under 50-yard freestyle. Miles Avila from Bishop just edged out Mammoth's Nicholas Kasdan 103-102.15 to win the boys' 8 and under 50-yard freestyle. Bishop's Audrey Coakley outswam Ava Lazar from Mammoth to win the girls' 17 and over 100-yard freestyle with a time of 104.34. And Bishop High super stud senior Will Hennerty swam the fastest time of the day in the 13 and over 200-yard medley at 2 minutes 20.24 seconds. He's headed off to Oklahoma State in the fall on a cheer team scholarship. Weather permitted a full day's competition on Sunday, and swimmers acted accordingly. Asher Bowerly recorded the meet's fastest boys 11 and 12 100-yard backstroke time of 131.05, with runner-up going to Bishop's Clyde McGon, touching in at 132.95. Overall, it was a really good showing for our locals. Arwa Paramel won the overall girls 6 and under with 42 points. Top local finisher for the 7-year-old girls was third-place finisher Irish Perez with 30 points. Bryn Arzola scored 46 points to take second in the 8-year-old girls. Bishop's Grayson Rossi had 47 points in the girls' 9-year. That was good enough for third. Alexis Redow from Bishop was the top local 10-year-old girl swimmer. She had 40 points to finish third. Mammoth's Trinity Banta scored 17 points and finished sixth at girls' age 11. 12-year-old Bridget O'Neill finished fourth in her division with 39 points. Julianne Bassler at age 13 representing Mammoth Lakes was third with 50 points. In the 14-year-old girls, Lana Sugimura from Mammoth finished third with 43 points. Charlie Perry from Mammoth finished fourth behind a trio from Carson. In the girls' 15s, she scored 36. Ashlyn Parsons from Mammoth was strong in her division. She scored 62 in the girls' 16s to take third. And joining Arwa Paramal as the only other Eastern Sierra girls to win their overall division, Audrey Coakley takes first place in the 17-year-old division. Tune in tomorrow to ESN Sports to catch a recap of the boys' overall results. In Dodger news, the Dodgers have now lost their third series in a row. On Friday against the Phillies, they were done in by some bad pitching and a Kyle Schwarber walk-off. Phillies 9, Dodgers 8. Rookie sensation Bobby Miller took the mound on Saturday, and his fourth career start was much like the first three, in charge from the get-go. He went 6 strong innings, giving him 3 hits and no runs. He struck out 7 Phils, and the Dodgers, powered by a J.D. Martinez 3-run bomb in the 7th, would win this one easily by a score of 9-0. Sunday was supposed to mark the return of Dodger lefty Julio Urias. He's been out since May 18th with a sore hammy. Instead of a return by Urias, however, the Dodgers exercised caution with the 26-year-old, electing to keeping him on the injured list for a bit longer. Seems now he will require a rehab start in the minors. With Urias back on the shelf, the Dodgers used 8 pitchers on Sunday, none going more than 1 1/3 innings. Freddie Freeman stayed hot for the Dodgers. He went 2-for-4 with a homer, but the Dodgers needed more as the Phillies take 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Dodgers. Final score on Sunday, Phillies 7, Dodgers 3. The Dodgers have Monday off, then they have 11 games in Los Angeles, 2 of them at the Crosstown Angels. The first of the Angelino homestand is Tuesday versus the White Sox. You can expect Tony Gonsolin to take the ball for the Dodgers versus Lance Lynn for the Sox. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.